In the last paragraph of benching, there's a quotation from Tehillim, Lamed Zion, which says, I was young and now I'm old. I have never seen a tzaddik forsaken or his children begging for bread. However, we see in our world this is clearly not true. Many tzaddikim are poor and their children go hungry. Tali, I assume it's Rosenstein from Matityahu. Tali, I saw two very interesting perushim. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks your question. And he says the following, Narva Isi the Gamzokanti, the Lora Isi Tzadik Nezel. I never saw a tzaddik who felt that he was abandoned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu because his children were begging for bread. Definitely there are tzaddikim who are poor and whose children are begging for bread, but they don't feel abandoned by Hashem. They understand that if Hashem creates this situation, it's for their good. The Chassam Sofer says another idea. He says, I was young and I'm old, and I never saw a tzaddik forsaken and his children begging for bread, because as soon as I saw them, I helped them, so they weren't forsaken anymore. Some say lo ra'isi means I never understood. The word ro'eh can mean to understand. Both in youth and in old age, I never understood why tzaddikim suffer, and that's one of the things that the Gemara says, that it's impossible to understand why tzaddikim suffer specifically. We know, though, that for whatever reason, the Yisurim are for the tzaddik's good and his children's good for eternity.